Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at Progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Talk is Jericho.
So one of the most popular cosplays on the Jericho cruise, which I just finished up, was Timeless Toni Storm, and she's here with us right now. Thank you for gracing us with your presence, Miss Storm.
Thank you for having me, Mr. Jericho. And please excuse my tardiness to our little meeting today. Oh. Luther failed to scoop me, I should say, and I was late. I do apologize. I'm going to give him a big smack when I see him next.
So does he like basically just carry you around like everywhere that you go?
Yes, he does. Oh, yes. Okay. Anywhere I need to be, anywhere I need to go, he will be there to move me somehow to wherever I need to be. And he's been working hard. He's been doing well. And that's why I told him, Luther, let your hair down this weekend on Mr. Lionheart's cruise and have fun with the people.
Right.
And I believe he did just that.
Which he did, but literally he couldn't let his hair down because he has no hair, which is a problem there.
Ah, yes.
But so you can walk, obviously, and you can hit the ropes and everything. You just choose not to.
My energy goes into my performance. I do not have time to waste energy on little things like walking. I have so much to do, and as you can tell, I put so much into my performance. And this is why we have Luther.
Mm-hmm.
To make it work for me.
He's like a human scooter for you.
Yes.
Nice.
We could call it that, yes.
And it was so much to talk about, but where did you find Luther for a start?
Luther was appointed to me by head of studio Mr. Khan.
Mm.
And he's done a very good job. Well, he's had his moments.
Yeah, wow.
There are moments where of genius, and there are moments where Luther is a foolish bum, for lack of a better term. Mm. But overall, he's been doing a good job. He's been nicely rewarded. He got to go on a cruise.
He did, yeah.
I am very caring towards all my butlers,
right.
Particularly Luther.
Oh, you've had a lineage of butlers.
I've had several.
Okay.
But Luther, he's doing the job. He's doing the work.
Mm-hmm.
And don't tell him I said this. I'm a little bit proud of how far he's come.
Well, that's great.
Yes.
I'm glad to hear that. Because there was a former butler, Nathaniel, who went on MySpace a few months ago and said how much he enjoyed working with
MySpace.
You.
MySpace.
Yes.
That new trendy thing.
Social media. It's not quite new now, but he went on MySpace. I think he's probably the last member of MySpace and said that he really enjoyed working for you and said hi.
Oh, wow. I must check out this MySpace.
Yeah. Could be
could
be something that you could get involved with. But Timeless, can I call you Timeless?
Timeless.
Yes.
Yes.
This has been a big transformation for you. Obviously, you've been in the wrestling business for many years. Timeless Toni Storm, this iteration is only over the last few months or so. Has this been the true you the whole time and you were just masking it with you know, the old Toni Storm, shall we say?
Yes, I've played a lot of roles in my time, as you've all seen. But this is the true reveal. This is the real essence of Toni. This is Timeless, and this is who I've always been. And now it's time for me to show that, share that, express that to the world. No more acting. This is the authentic self.
The facade is done.
Oh, yes.
Yes. So what led you to get to this point?
Oh, you see, this might get dark.
Okay.
Mr. Jericho, this might get deep. I had a run of bad luck last year. Yes. Hikaru Shida, was on my tail for quite some time, ruined my life, tried to ruin my career, take over. And it led me down a dark path, but it led me to the epiphany that I must reveal my true self, that is timeless, and I'll never look back.
Mm.
She really brought it out of me, that bitch.
Wow.
Sorry, excuse me.
It's okay.
How?
The studio head approves both words. But so obviously you've had this inside of you the whole time. Where does this timeless character from? Because it really is like you've been reincarnated or you're some kind of an entity that's been able to stay alive for 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 100 years. I mean, this character is completely you, but it does come from a different time, so to speak.
Timeless is an entity. It's neither here nor there. It's magic. Yes. I'm sure you've gathered that.
I can tell.
Yes.
Just being in your presence, there's a luminosity here.
Are you sweating?
A little bit.
Just relax.
Yeah, okay.
It's okay, Mr. Lionheart.
Thank you.
Known each other a very long time.
Yes.
I've seen you through your entire career, all the highs and the lows.
Mm-hmm.
And I must say, you're doing quite well for yourself, sir.
Well, thank you. That means a lot coming from you, Miss Storm. So what was kind of the initial steps of embracing your true self? I mean, I know you were, and I don't want to bring up anything that might give you a bad memory, but you were the women's champion, correct? And then you lost to Hikaru Shida, and that something snapped then. I remember seeing some of you kind of, because you were still just Tony Storm at this point in time, part of the Outcasts, doing fairly well with your friends, and then something just went bottoms up.
Yes.
Or tits up, if you will.
Tits up. It went tits up.
Yes.
It did. It went completely tits up. Because I will not be upstaged. You will not outshine me. People don't just simply beat me. Nor do they take my titles. That doesn't just happen.
Mm.
So if that's going to happen, then I'm not going to be too thrilled about it.
Right.
It's going to send me into something.
Mm.
And then I was speaking to dear friend, I think his name is RJ City.
Mm-hmm.
And he just wouldn't stop harassing, moaning, asking me all these different questions. He sent me mad. He sent me mad with his line of questioning.
Mm.
And then I was like, fine, I admit it. I'm timeless. There. Are you happy? I'm timeless. Mm. And now you all know.
But then it all started to come together. So there's a new hairstyle. I mean, you were wearing robes.
Yes, I can finally just do my natural style.
Right.
I don't have to do these funny buns. Mm. I don't have to do all these different...
Long hair.
Oh, my goodness.
Hat on backwards, a tape around your eyes.
What on earth? That was an act that I did for so long. So much work went into it. And now I can finally just be me.
Mm.
Express myself how I am.
Mm-hmm. Embrace the real you.
Embrace the real me.
So you're a fan of robes?
I love a robe.
Really?
It's what we wear on the set. In show business, we wear a lot of robes.
Okay.
Yes, just to get you, from scene to scene, set to set, that kind of thing. I have a million of them.
What are your favorite types of robes and the people that design them?
Well, I love my feathers and my fur and all those types of things, glitters and gems. Always about 10,000 upward. I will not accept any cheap shit.
Wow.
I will only wear the best of the best. I have a fantastic designer who I do not wish to disclose.
Oh, wow.
So good. Highly sought after.
Is it Entenmann? I heard it might be Entenmann. Entenmann's robes are very famous amongst the bougie. You don't have to say. Maurice Entenmann.
You got me there.
Might be one
you
of the guys.
Got me there. Maybe once or twice.
Oh, wow. People are excited about that. So you started with the robes. Then you're throwing shoe at somebody?
Sometimes it's the only thing I have on me that's weapon-like.
Oh, okay.
When I haven't got my pistol, I have my shoe. It's been getting the job done.
Right.
I highly recommend the shoe.
Your pistol, your rapier?
My weaponry. I have various different sorts of weaponry that I keep on me at all times. But sometimes all I have is my shoe, and I will use it.
We've seen.
Oh, just So
multiple
you,
times.
Yes, you know how I am with the shoe.
Right.
I have to be resourceful.
You could seriously wound somebody with said shoe.
I have.
Wow.
And it's been...
Any example you can discuss?
Hikaru Shida got it right in the gob. Yeah.
Right in the knob?
Right.
The gob?
Well, I said gob, but I guess we could go either way.
Gob, yeah. Gob works. That's a very great UK English term meaning mouth.
Yes.
Right, exactly.
Love that one.
Yes, gobsmacked.
Smack you right in the gob.
Wow.
How's that? See, that's a good line.
That's a good one. And another one was your catchphrases that you've come up with. We mentioned being tits up, but your catchphrase is different from that.
Oh, yes. Chin up, tits out, and watch for the shoe. Those are words to live by.
So does that
by.
Mean, like, put your chest out and, like,
yes.
embrace the
head
dust
up.
Over?
Chin up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what my grandmother always told me. Tits
really?
Out. Chin up and tits out, darling. You won't be taking crap from anyone.
All right, you guys know that I travel every week for AEW, and I'm on the road for Fozzy as well. But I don't worry about appliances or any of the stuff at my house breaking down while I'm gone, because we've got American Home Shield. And truthfully, I'm not a fix-it-myself guy anyway, so even if I was home and we had a leaky faucet or a faulty water heater, I'm not the one who's going to fix it. And unexpected breakdowns like that won't break your bank with American Home Shield warranty, because covered repairs and replacements are taken care of just like that. You just choose a plan that works for you and your budget, and then when a covered item in your home breaks, contact American Home Shield, and their trusted and qualified pros will fix or replace it based on the coverage in your agreement. Right now, you can get 20% off. Just go to ahs.com/Jericho and save that 20%. That's ahs.com/Jericho for 20% off any plan. American Home Shield, don't worry, be warranty. See ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by the home or building manufacturer.
So is some of this character based on your grandmother?
Well, I mean, she was a lot crazier than I have ever been. She's wild. Yes, I guess I am like her in many ways.
How is your grandmother wild?
Well, I better not dive into it too deep. Oh, okay. I can't give away too many family secrets.
We don't want that, yeah.
No.
You don't want to cause any family controversies or
anything.
Oh,
no, we've
had
enough of that.
Right, sure.
Scandal after scandal.
Oh, really?
Oof.
In the Storm family.
Oof.
Wow.
Oof. Don't even ask. You can imagine.
Well, I'm imagining it right now.
Yes.
Storm is such a regal sounding name. What part of the country is that from? Or part of the world is that from?
Oh, obviously, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
No, it's a very it's a very good name, though, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
It's
This is your real name.
Yes.
Yeah. Of course,
it is. I wouldn't lie. I wouldn't just give people a lie.
It's kind of a Nordic thing coming from like Sweden or something like Storm.
See, maybe I have been told I have Swedish heritage.
Ooh.
So maybe that's where it came from. My long lost ancestors from Sweden.
Really?
Makes a lot of sense.
That could also fit into the whole like kind of 30s movie Ingmar Bergman type of a vibe that you kind of have here.
Yes. Thank you.
Mm. It's interesting to see because you're able to split your time between AEW and all the great things you're doing. And you mentioned being on set.
Yes, I'm on set constantly, darling.
Still making pictures?
Oh, is there anything I don't do? I have a fantastic modeling career, movie career, music career. As a matter of fact, I was going to ask, is there any room on the Jericho cruise next year for some shows? I have a lot of performances.
Like a cabaret type thing? What kind of a show are you envisioning?
Well, I've got a list, but okay. I'll just give you some.
Give us a little bit.
I was thinking, for starters, we must have some kind of dance extravaganza. I am a fantastic dancer.
Oh, wow.
Fantastic. I was thinking, I'm exceptionally good at palm readings and psychic shows.
Oh, wow.
That kind of thing. I have a sixth sense. I do. It's not many people know about that about me, but I do. I'm a clairvoyant of sorts.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
So I was thinking... I
suppose you knew what room I was in. You didn't have to ask.
No.
You knew exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah. If there's no Luther, I can just sense my way.
You will walk if you have to.
I can. I'm capable.
As little as possible.
Oh, yes. Right. I don't waste. I don't like to waste energy.
Right, right.
Yes. And my sixth sense, it takes up a lot of energy.
Sure.
Yes. It's exhausting.
Oh, my gosh.
It's exhausting.
Just imagine.
I would love to do a show and show everyone, showcase my skills.
Hmm.
With connecting to the departed.
Yes. Both came up. Oh, wow.
Yes.
Live spiritual conjurings?
Yes. Yes. Or
really?
Something like a seance of sorts.
That's what I was thinking.
Some kind of, I heard Luther was doing some kind of paranormal story.
He did. Yeah.
Yes. Well, wait until you see me. at the Paranormal Stories show.
Wow, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Oh, my goodness. But it's not just that. I specialize in yoga classes, meditation classes, any kind of class.
Wow.
Yes.
Any kind of class.
Anything, any kind of entertainment that we are lacking on the Jericho cruise, mm-hmm. which I can imagine, not very much. But I can do it, whatever you need. If we need something a little different.
What, and you were saying dancing? What kind of dancing styles do you appreciate?
Oh, any kind.
Oh, wow.
I can do them all.
The rumba?
Yes. I was thinking of showcasing some of me and Luther's skills. He has mm-hmm. stepped in as a dance partner.
Wow. I didn't know Luther could wrestle.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't know. Sorry.
Well, he can't wrestle. He's a butler.
Sorry. The Freudian slip. I didn't know Luther was a dancer. Like, I've known there was another iteration of Luther prior to being a butler. You know, Deathmatch King and Crazy Guy and all of that stuff. I didn't know that he actually could dance.
Oh, yes. He's been working on the steps. He's nailing it. It was a bit bumpy at first.
Well, sure.
As you can imagine.
Yeah, heavy feet.
Oh, yes. Yeah, he's got the clunkiest feet.
Oh, wow.
And sometimes he can't always wear his shoes because he has a certain toenail issue that is reoccurring. Yes, he's been to the doctor several times.
A reoccurring toe issue?
We cannot seem to get to the bottom of it.
Wow, really?
Yes, constant infection.
Really?
It's been quite a mess at the mansion. Wow. Yes, I've been taking more care of him than he is of me, but that's just how I treat my butlers.
And it's amazing, too. He can still walk around with you with those.
Yes, I tell him when we're in the public eye, we do not show pain. We do not show that in our face. Luther, acting. Facial.
Right, going back to acting. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come on, Luther. We cannot show the people that we are in pain, even if we are. We must.
That's a sign of a true professional.
He is a performer. He's becoming quite the performer.
And the show must go on.
The show must go on, and he knows that. I'm always telling him, Luther, the show must go on.
So we're thinking about maybe some kind of a dance routine on the cruise.
Solo
and with the seance as well.
Yes.
Any other, you mentioned music. You mentioned, perform, sing?
I have been known to perform.
Really?
Well, my acting has definitely, I'm definitely more of an actress.
Well, sure, you've done musicals though.
Yes.
Right.
But I am quite the musician. Yes.
I really enjoyed your work in It's Going Swimmingly, the musical, the water choreography.
You saw that one.
Ethel Merman type thing.
Yes, that
really
was a
good
belter.
You did really good on that
Thank
one.
Thank you, yeah. Yes. It's Going Swimmingly, yes.
Yeah, It's Going Swimmingly. I heard there might be a Going Swimmingly part two, especially with the newfound success.
Ah, well, if we play our cards right,
yeah,
we might see the premiere on the next Jericho cruise.
We got a big cruise coming up here.
You are in for a treat.
I am. You did a great announcement on the cruise, and you mentioned that the submarines are always listening.
Ah, yes. They are, aren't they?
They really were.
I was.
Once you mentioned that, I was very cognizant of any and all submarines that were circling the ship.
Well, go on. What did they hear?
Well, they heard you announce. They heard a big party. They heard lots of fun. They heard Luther announce. Luther was ring announcing.
Now, let me ask you this. How drunk did he get? Because he seems to be shifty when I ask. How intoxicated was this man?
Well, I mean, I can't really divulge that secret. But since you're... I mean, he had a couple... He was really into the Cosmopolitans.
Oh,
yeah. He
dangerous.
Said that you appreciate a good Cosmopolitan.
I do. Yeah. Dangerous, though.
But they can be.
Oh, whew.
Yeah.
I won't go too into that.
Well,
okay. We can't let the people know too much.
Yeah, exactly. So you become timeless. You come out of your shell.
Yes.
And now people have really been excited about this character. They really love this character. How do you feel about the reaction? Like I said, so many people dressed up as you on the cruise, including a dog.
Yes. Of course.
Yeah.
This isn't just for people. This is for animals.
It's for all living creatures.
All living creatures can enjoy the time.
A turtle swam up to the ship wearing a little blonde wig.
Oh, I knew it.
He said, shells up. Shells out.
Excuse me. Very good.
No, but so did you think this would connect as much as it has?
I mean, I've always connected, you see. I've always connected to the people, to the adoring public, no matter in all my forms. When I was the Green Goblin trio girl of the Outcasts.
Outcast, right, yeah.
Yes.
Green Goblin. The Green Goblin trio is what they called them in Japan. Yeah. Are you a GG3?
Okay. Yes, that was me. Right. Fantastic ratings.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, so many characters. Who else have I been?
Well, you were back, hat backwards, long hair, Nikki Six, 80s rock. Tony Storm.
Yes, young rocker Tony.
Mm.
Yes, that was a fun one.
Mm-hmm.
That was a fun one. But you know, Now I'm my authentic self. Now you know that it was all... I did a good job.
You're acting.
Am I convincing everyone that I... Well, I am a musician, so it's not really too far from the truth. Of course, right? I am somewhat of a rock and roller.
Oh, well, that too.
You would know.
Well, absolutely.
You would know.
Yes, yes, yes. Maybe you can incorporate some of that into your show on the cruise. I'm envisioning a real kind of a variety show.
Oh, like there we used will to see, variety.
Like in the '70s, by like Florence Henderson, you know, do all of these acting and dancing and singing and.
There was going to be variety. Say that. I can't tell you too much, but the variety
will be
various.
Various. I have to say a quick thank you to Pretty Litter because it's been so peaceful at my house lately. Nobody's fighting over cleaning the litter boxes, and nobody's complaining about how bad it smells where we keep the litter boxes. Pretty Litter's altered absorbent crystals trap odor instantly, and the crystals last up to a month, so less scooping out of the box. And best part, Pretty Litter changes colors to help monitor early signs of potential illness in our cats, including urinary tract infections and kidney issues. It ships right to our door, so no last-minute trips to the store when we realize we're all out of cat litter. It's a win-win for my family, and it's a win-win for Mr. Mittens, Indy, and Snickers, my three cats. You and your cat or cats are going to love Pretty Litter as much as we do. It helps keep tabs on your cat's health and keeps odors down. Go to prettylitter.com/Jericho and use the code Jericho to save 20% on your first order. That's prettylitter.com/Jericho. Code Jericho to save 20%. prettylitter.com/Jericho. Code Jericho. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details. We're talking about rocker Tony. And so what would you tell, what would timeless Tony Storm, what would she tell a young rocker Tony Storm if you saw each other today?
I'd be like, oh, darling, you silly little girl, chin up and tits out, because it's all going to be wonderful. Mm. Oh, yes, so that role, naive young girl.
Mm.
Didn't know her ass from a hole in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know a monkey flip from a monkey's ass.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. She didn't know a wrist lock from a wristwatch.
Oh, that's a good one.
She didn't. Very silly, very naive.
Right.
But she's much better off now. She's been through it.
Right.
That girl has been through it. It was a story. It was a character I played for. And the story was a young, stupid girl trying to get her foot in the door in the world of wrestling. What could possibly go wrong? Turns out, plenty of things. But it all turned out fine. Mm. And here we are. The Timeless One is here. And she is queer. And things are wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Very much so. I think it's all part of your journey. If you didn't play that role, you know, like no one just wins an Oscar in their first role. I mean, some guys do, but those like, you know, you got to work your way up the ladder to get to the role of a lifetime.
One must pay her dues.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what I did. I went through a lot of dues. So many dues.
Right.
Oh, I've been many places all over the world, mm-hmm. as you've seen, mm-hmm. been everywhere. And it's just so nice to just sink my teeth into AEW. This has been a wonderful journey getting to this point. Mr. Anthony Khan has been fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
You have been fan dabby dozy, as they say.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Thank you.
There's a few creatures back here that I do not like, I do not care for. But thankfully, because of my staff, entourage, and Luther, I don't have to see them very often.
Did you want to name drop any of the creatures that you don't care for?
Oh, I wouldn't dare. Okay. I don't need to go to court.
I know Deonna Purrazzo has been talking about you.
Mm, that bitch.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. She storms in here demanding a title match. Yes. Mm-hmm. Storms in here demanding a title match because she used to be my friend.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, that is true. We had many a wonderful time together in Japan. We lived together. On the floor. Whew. But, you know, as time goes on, people drift apart.
Mm.
People move away. People become more successful than others.
Mm.
That's me. She comes here. She sees us. She wants a piece. She wants a slice.
Right.
Of the Timeless One.
Mm.
And I say, oh, no, no. Get back in line.
Mm-hmm.
You will not use our friendship to get ahead.
Right.
I have had many friends in this business, all of them, less talented than me.
Mm.
I cannot relate to this.
What do you do?
Oh, that's a thing. I'm in quite the conundrum. I'm in quite the kerfuffle.
Mm.
I don't know what to do about this Ms. Purrazzo, but I will get to the bottom of this.
But you used to be very good friends.
We did.
Like you said.
Many moons ago in the land of the rising sun. Back in Nippon, we had many wonderful times together.
You had to sleep on the floor, you said?
Yes. We worked for a wonderful little company called Stardom.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the deal was we were sent out there and we would all the foreign girls would live in a little house together. Tiny little house. Me and Diana, without disclosing too much information, would get shit-faced on the floor of this apartment, and we had many a good time.
Mm, good.
Yes, it was fun. We learned a lot together. We became very good friends.
Mm-hmm.
But that does not mean you can use me as a stepping stone.
Right.
So I have never done such a thing.
Like you said, just because you were friends before doesn't mean you instantly mean anything coming in here now.
I mean,
you're a different person.
Oh, I have grown.
Mm-hmm.
See, I told you about that young, naive girl that I was. I am not like that anymore.
I just can't imagine Timeless sleeping on the floor.
Yes, that was something that I had to go through. I would eat tamago from the 7-Eleven or the Family Mart, and a lot of those strong Zettos.
Ooh.
Lemon flavor, to be more precise. They make you blackout. So I'm not going to lie, I don't remember much of Japan. I know that I learned a lot, but I do not remember much.
Well, one of the biggest things they talk about your time there is when you got to meet Miyashi Suzuki, one of the most famous Japanese directors, who was very impressed with your abilities, and apparently you studied with him quite a bit.
Oh, extensively. Mm. Yes, all the greats, all over the world.
Really?
All over the world. I've
with different directors all over the world.
Oh, yes, all of them. All of them.
Gotcha.
You could name any. They know me.
Busby Berkeley?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
He's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. William Goldfried?
Oh, several times.
Several times?
Many a conversation.
Really? With William Goldfried?
Mm-hmm.
He's a good one.
Yes.
Guys might want to look up his IMDb. He's one of the most established directors.
See, thanks in large part to moi.
Ah. Because every director needs a muse.
Yes. I am the muse. I am the essence. I am the golden child. I'm the star. I am the leading star.
Here's why you should be getting Factor meals. They're always delivered fresh, never frozen. They're chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and delicious. They're ready to eat in just 2 minutes. And if you go to factormeals.com/TIJ50 and use my promo code TIJ50, you'll get 50% off your first box and 20% off your next box. Plus, how good does this sound? Parmesan and sun-dried tomato chicken penne with roasted green beans. That's what I had last week before heading out to AEW. Factor makes eating delicious, quick, and easy, which is exactly what I need, especially on travel days. I ate it right out of the Factor packaging as well, so no cleanup afterwards. So you can customize your weekly meals with as much or as little as you need, and you can pause and reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. So head to factormeals.com/TIJ50 and use code TIJ50 to get 50% off your first month, plus 20% off your next month. That's code TIJ50 at factormeals.com/TIJ50 to get 50% off your first month, plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
It's interesting, every time we come to Dynamite, they always have the red carpet set up, and the paparazzi's always just like, you must be spending 15, 20 minutes out there. They just don't want to stop taking pictures.
Oh, from the moment I land at the airport to the moment I arrive at my venue, there are people everywhere. I can't move for them.
Right.
They're absolutely everywhere. The harassment, I don't blame them. When you are such a big star as myself, you can relate to this.
Sure.
You get followed around a lot.
So do you mind signing autographs for people?
Well, it depends on how they look.
Okay.
Yes, it depends on how much of a simpleton they are.
Mm.
It depends on the smell, certain smell, and overall ambiance that they bring. If they're a fabulous person, I'll stop and... of course I will sign an autograph or two for you know, the real dingy of sorts.
But if they smell...
You know, sometimes I can get past.
Luther just holds a kerchief up to your mouth.
Yes.
In case. Okay,
Luther comes in great handy for these
things.
Right,
for sure.
Yes.
A kerchief sprayed in
lavender.
Lavender.
Yes.
I was thinking violet. I meant lavender. Yeah. Yes, 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 yes. So if they smell, you'll sign one or two. But you're looking for the higher upper crust admirers of Tony.
Yes, and they're few and far between. I must admit, there is a lot of crap out there.
Oh, sure.
But the ones I will stop for the ones that make an effort and look fantastic.
Ah.
Yes, only the good-looking ones I will stop
so
for.
So if you want to get an autograph to us, so you better like put on your Sunday best.
Yeah, you have to be good-looking.
Right.
Or I will not look at you. You will make me... If you're not good-looking, you will make me sick. I do not have time to be sick. I'm performing. No. I'm on to my next scene.
You barely have time to walk. Oh, I'm going to get sick.
Exactly.
Who wants that?
I have time for that. And I was sick a few weeks ago. I had the MERS. I had the Staphylococcus.
Mm.
Yes, but I still came here to address my people. To address my adoring public.
Mm.
That was a tough week for not just me, but for Luther. Mm. Yes. Many ointments. Many ointments.
Ointments, oh.
MRSA is the Staphylococcus, as I should say. No joke.
Mm-hmm.
No joke. That's actually why I let Luther take a cruise.
Do you recall the advice that you gave him in your announcement about he has a rash and what you asked him to do?
You heard that.
I did, yeah.
Oh my God, I didn't realize that part would go
public. It made it through, yeah.
Oh dear.
Sorry.
Well, did one of your cabin servants manage to find him a smallmouth Caribbean sea bass by any chance?
They did.
They did. Yeah. Did they squeeze the pustules?
Onto the rash, they did.
And how did it go? I haven't looked at his rash yet.
Cleared it up.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. I knew it.
You were right. You said a largemouth Caribbean sea bass?
Smallmouth Caribbean sea bass, to be exact.
Smallmouth?
Must be alive.
Wow.
Yes, that's the key. The key is it must be alive.
How do you learn such amazing medical tidbits such as that?
So many infections. So many rashes. Don't want to get into it too much.
Right.
I've just been to a lot of parties. Let's just put it that way.
Let's leave it at that.
Yes.
Leave it at that.
Japan did not serve me well.
Right.
Those floors were disgusting.
Oh, for sure.
No, for seriously. There was one time Diana put up a huge fuss because there was bed bugs.
Oh.
Yes. I went home. My entire knee down, covered in rash.
Yeesh.
True story.
How were you able to clear up that one?
Smallmouth Caribbean sea bass.
So that works for any and all ailments.
So many ailments.
Wow.
One must try everything.
Well, especially someone worldly like you. I'm sure you have a lot of doctors and shamans and tribal chiefs coming up to you giving you to try this or whatever, maybe.
I might as well be a doctor myself. I've just gained so much knowledge. Along the way.
You know a lot.
I have been through so much Staphylococcus.
Staphylococcus?
Staphylococcus.
Ooh, wow.
Have you ever had it?
I'm not sure. I don't think I've ever heard of Staphylococcus.
Staphylococcus, big. It was on my hip. I had to be sent home. Mr. Khan actually had to prepare
Studio head Anthony Khan.
Yes. He said, Miss Storm, this is preposterous. You must go home immediately. We prepared the jet. Go home. Because this is ridiculous. I was getting all kinds of... shall I say, goo on Luther's suit.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Not a good look for the
people. He wears a white suit sometimes, too.
Yes.
So not good.
It was so extensive. And you know how I got the Staphylococcus?
I don't.
That meeting, the press conference that I did at World's End.
Right.
Stood there all night in those fishnets.
Ah.
Came home with the Staphylococcus.
Oh, okay.
Horrendous times.
Sweaty fishnets.
Sweaty fishnets.
Not good.
Yes. Wrestling Riho, sweaty fishnets. 1:30 in the morning, you're gonna catch something.
Sure.
Yes. It was nothing to do. I want to make this clear. It was nothing to do with my recent key party. I just want to make that clear.
With you, okay.
Because there's been a lot of rumors.
There was
plenty of rumors. And
they said it got out of control, the tea party.
You would know. You were there.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Oh, sorry. I wasn't meant to mention that.
That's okay.
Excuse me.
That's fine.
I do apologize. But yes, it was not because of that.
Okay.
It was because of that press conference. By the time I got home, my leg was burning. Like it was like a Chinese burn all down my leg. I had Luther wasn't there. I had to get, you don't know him very well, but he played the part of a very tall, tanned, handsome, good-looking Gaijin fellow from Shin Nihon Pro Wrestling, if you are familiar.
Mm-hmm.
He had to take me to the hospital.
Oh.
Yes. Luther was off.
Sure.
He was dealing with his feet.
Ah,
it was a whole other thing.
Yeah, the infection.
The feet, yes. Right, he was off trying to catch me a sea bass.
Oh, I forgot.
And yes, that lovely Gaijin took me to the hospital. I had to have it drained three times. It was an absolute mess.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, but I did still attend AW Dynamite.
You did?
I had to address my people, and we've had all kinds of drama going on here. I could not possibly miss it.
Well, before we get into that, I would like to know, there's a little talk about drama and controversy. Talking about the World's End match versus Riho, there was a little bit of a controversy that you had some padding, a foreign object or so. Care to address those rumors?
Oh, I wouldn't have a clue what you're talking about there. I mean, of course. Oh, okay, so in show business, we use many a prop.
Mm.
Props. Prop styling,
sure.
Props.
Sure.
The bigger the production, the more money that we have put into it.
Yeah, more props.
The more props that we have to utilize.
That's true.
Yeah, I simply do not make the rules. This is from the director. This is from the pen of the director.
It's the way the performances and the pictures have been for many years.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Exactly. And Mr. Khan, I mean, he loves it.
Yeah, well,
he loves it.
So there is a prop?
Yes. There's always a prop. And sometimes, as you know, I just have the shoe on me.
Mm-hmm.
And I just have to make do.
Right. Well, other times, like you said, you have pistols on you.
Sometimes I have a pistol.
Other weaponry.
I have a lot of things under the ring.
Oh.
An assortment, as you could say. I have an entire, I guess you could call it a suitcase.
Under the ring. Oh, wow.
It's locked. You will not, don't even try.
Yeah.
Unless you clear it with me first.
Okay, for sure.
Because if you ever need
help, I'd have to borrow the key or get the combination from you.
Just let me know.
Okay.
If you're ever.
Thanks.
Yeah, yes, if you're ever in trouble. Someone's messing with you. Mm-hmm. Just head under the ring. If you really need, you can use any of my things.
Thank you.
Yes.
You can just tell me the password off the air, of course.
Yeah, I'll text you.
Yeah. Or thank you. Or a key, whatever it is. So that'd be great. Because a lot of times, you know, you go under the ring to find something and there's nothing there.
My stuff?
I always see your case under there.
Yes.
But of course you can't get into it. But the sometimes it's just your thing.
Yes.
Other times there might be a table or a jackhammer or something, but mostly it's just your treasure chest, shall
yes,
we say.
It's a big chest.
Yeah.
Very complicated code.
Oh, okay.
So just let me know.
Yeah,
if you're ever in trouble.
That's awesome.
Just don't tell anyone else about
it. I won't say a word.
Thank you.
No one will know. So the prop was used or wasn't used, but the point is you still won that match.
Of course. Mopped the ever-loving... I wiped the floor with her.
Oh.
I slaughtered her.
Mm.
Yes. Nice girl.
Yeah.
Lovely. Skin, beautiful.
Very
presentation,
much so.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Always on time, always shows up, despite, you know, she's going to lose. You know, she still turns up.
No, yeah, gives it the old college try, shall we say?
Or
university try, yeah.
Yeah, I admire that her courage to step up against the likes of moi.
Mm-hmm.
But needless to say, I destroyed her. I haven't seen her since.
I don't think I have either.
She is hard to see at the best of times. Very small, very tiny little woman, very cute, very petite.
Yes.
However, have not seen her, and I do not think that's because she's just small.
Okay.
She evaporated.
Left.
She's gone.
Evaporated.
She's afraid of me.
Yeah. Who can blame her?
Everyone is. The part about this that people don't realize is I'm very intimidating.
Mm-hmm.
It can be hard for me. It can be lonely.
Sure.
Yes. This must be what it's like to be a royal.
Well, I mean, you're pretty much
a
royal.
I'm performance royalty.
Performance royalty, yeah.
Performance royalty.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
You're drawing a lot of people to you. We mentioned all the fans that are falling around, the paparazzi. Let's talk a little bit about this Mariah May.
Oh, Mariah, yes.
Yeah.
My young assistant.
Oh, she's your assistant now.
She is assisting me.
Okay.
She has picked up the slack for when Luther has you know, been dealing with his feet.
Sure.
She's been doing a fantastic job. She is, I believe, she's been following in my footsteps, which, can we blame her? Everybody does.
Mm-hmm.
She spent quite the extensive time in the Land of the Rising Sun.
Yeah, she was also in Stardom.
She was?
Yes.
Because of me.
She followed you there.
Paving the way for the younger women.
Yep.
Now, that is what I do as a true professional.
Yeah.
I just want to give back.
Mm-hmm.
And the best way I can do it is give a chance to a young hopeful, like dear Mariah. Sorry, Mariah.
Mm. Mariah is the proper pronunciation.
Yes.
Yeah.
But she's very nice, very lovely,
mm-hmm.
and yes, she's been doing a great job of carrying my things.
So great job of carrying your things.
Great job carrying my bag.
Okay, so what are some of her responsibilities as your assistant?
Well, first of all, there's the baggage. Mm-hmm. There's the baggage, of course. Luther, well, you know, sometimes he struggles. He's got to carry me and the bags.
Well, and you've got like 13 or 14 bags. I saw the train of them come in earlier.
So many props.
Yeah.
Mr. Khan loves the props. Mm. I will not disappoint.
Sure. Outfits.
Oh, my robes.
Robes.
My robes.
So many robes. The Maurice so many Antony robes.
My 10,000 yeah. plus.
Yeah.
Yes, very expensive. But she's been doing a great job. She's been paying her dues. She's been having some matches.
Mm-hmm.
She's
have you watched any of her matches?
Oh, good God, no, I don't. Okay. You know me well, Mr. Lionheart. You know that I do not watch wrestling.
Okay.
Come on.
Yeah. Why would you want to do that?
Neither of us.
Right.
We don't.
That's for sure.
We've been around for so long.
I mean, come on.
You know all the wrestling.
I mean, how many hip tosses can you see?
Exactly.
Right.
You've done them all. You've done all the moves. How much more do you need to see?
I mean,
you've
yeah.
done all the moves.
Right, right.
But, you know, the least I can do is help this young girl. The least I can do is pay it forward.
Mm.
Help a young girl out. A young hopeful that just,
right.
you know, wants to be. Will never be me, of course.
Of course.
Will never, ever be like mm. mom. But good try. But
right.
good try. I appreciate the effort.
So you want to help her, not by watching her matches, but help her by like letting her know what bags to carry and what shoes to polish and those
oh,
types
yes.
of things.
Oh, yes. Back rubs. She's got a firm handle.
Oh, good.
This girl. She's got a fantastic shoulder rub. Sometimes I will get her to do my feet.
Mm.
Bit apprehensive at first.
Mm-hmm.
However, she's warming up to it.
Okay.
But again, my infection history has kind of, you know, made that difficult for her.
Right. But we do know there is a remedy for most of it with the smallmouth Caribbean sea bass.
Exactly. Yes.
They're hard now, to find, though.
They are.
Yeah.
I just thought, what a great opportunity. He's left his ointment on my settee.
Yeah.
Don't worry. He's at sea. He's in the Caribbean.
Yeah.
He'll be fine.
He was snorkeling around the boat trying to find one.
Gosh.
Yeah, he finally
imagine.
Caught one. It took a while.
He ended up catching one. Oh, I did
we
tell him
to, slow the boat
to get
down,
one of
get
Mr. Lionheart's cabin servants to fetch one.
Well, see, that would be the smart thing to do.
But they were dealing with, of course, you. They well, have to. They have to make sure well, the star of the show is
not,
taken care of before
at,
Luther.
Not at your level. Just wait until next year. But
you'll get there, kid.
But you do
stick
know.
Stick with me.
I appreciate the advice. Thank you so much. But the rumor is though, when Mariah first came in, she I think wants to have a match with you at some point.
Me?
I think so.
Wow, daring. What yeah. a daring young girl. Well, I guess that just comes down to wanting to pay her dues. Maybe she wants me to just wipe the floor with her. She wants me.
Like Rio. You wiped the floor with Rio.
Yes.
Now you're going to wipe the floor with Maria.
I can only imagine.
Maria.
Maria is just sitting there and she's thinking, God, I see Tony just go ahead and just destroy these women.
Mm-hmm.
I need to know. If I'm going to progress in this business, if I'm really going to do well in this business, then I need to know what that feels like.
Mm-hmm.
I need to get a piece of the storm. But she's been doing a fantastic job.
Right.
And my teaching, unconventional, but it works. It does a trick.
I see when we're talking, you guys listening at home can't see it, but you're very, you're moving a lot. You're very much into talking with your hands. And it's like, you feel like it's almost like you're in a picture right now.
Oh, I mean, the camera's always rolling.
That's
my motto.
That's true.
The camera's always rolling.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone is always watching. I'm always seen. My idea, we must always be ready with our faces.
Mm.
This is cinema.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot take any chances.
Mm-hmm.
To not be seen as a star.
You're absolutely right.
Absolutely. You would know.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, and at the level that you're at right now, as we start to wind down, what are your next big steps to get to the top of the business here, the top of the studio, shall we say?
Well, that's a good question.
Mm.
But Wembley is coming up again this year.
Mm-hmm.
My goal, which I will achieve, it's as good as done.
Mm-hmm.
Walk in as a champ. Walk out as a champ.
Wow.
I did not get to do that. I was cheated out of this last year. Hikaru Shida. Ooh, I can't talk about her too much. But I will not let the same mistakes happen again.
Yeah.
I will decimate whoever that stands in my way.
Because Saraya won the championship in Wembley last year.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, Saraya. Saraya, Saraya. Saraya, Saraya. Once a very good friend of mine. And Ruby Soho as well.
Mm-hmm.
We have been quite the trio. They have a problem with me. I cannot for the life of me remember why. I don't know what the problem is. I think my suspicion is they got jealous of my flamboyance, my overall ambiance, my...
Je ne sais quoi.
Je ne sais quoi.
Yeah.
I can't help it if I am the creme de la menthe of this industry.
Wow.
So, naturally, people are going to get jealous. I've had it my whole career. Everyone has just been jealous, jealous, jealous. And what do I do? They will come back in their own time. One day, they will go, you know what? Timeless Toni Storm is one that we... You want to keep her inside the tent spitting out. Not outside the tent spitting in.
Mm.
Can be very dangerous for one.
Yeah.
The door is open. If they wish to apologize, if they wish to come back and apologize to me, the door is always open.
I mean, you can only have one Beyonce in the group. Not all three can be Beyonce. There's only one. There's only one. There's only one Timeless.
I don't know who this Beyonce is, but he sounds fantastic.
Yeah, she's it's a she.
Excuse me.
She's a famous recording artist that was in a trio, and she broke loose and became like a stadium level act. And the other two, I can't even remember. There might have been Michelle in there or Denise or something.
Well, where do you think they got this from? Where do you think they got this from?
Obviously from the Outcasts.
They just wanted to be Green Goblin number three.
That's, yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you can't be controlled and held in the box of Green Goblin number three.
I will not be held down. The problem was, they are not ready for this jelly.
Mm.
Let me just put it that way. There's no other way to put it. They are not ready for this jelly that is the Timeless one.
Right.
And it's understandable. It's only natural. This has happened a lot. Many a woman has been jealous of me on my rise to the success that I am now. Many men. Mm. Oh, the men.
Oh, jealous.
Oh, the jealousy. Oh, yeah. Oh boy. Because women, this is unheard of for women. Mm. To do what I do, this is just absolutely unheard of.
You've become one of the most over characters in the company. Over is a wrestling term for popular.
It's right up there with, and now I heard this, it's right up there with Miss Brittany Baker being a dentist, a woman dentist. we've heard it all now, haven't we? Women in the workplace. It's right up there with that. It's unbelievable.
Who would ever think that?
Who would ever think? A woman doctor? Crazy. Craziness. Trailblazing.
Do you, final few things here, Miss Storm, do you have any advice for up-and-coming starlets in AEW or in the wrestling business or in show business in general?
Oh, advice would be, first of all, you will not ever be me. You will never beat me.
Right.
And you will never be me.
Okay.
So quit while you're ahead and maybe learn a trade. But if you like... There's always positions open to carry my gowns, boots, robes, suitcases, you name it.
Mm.
There's always positions open. And chin up, tits out. Watch for the shoe. Don't fuck with me. That kind of thing.
That sort of thing.
Yes.
Right, yeah. But what if someone's like trying to like, they know they can't be you. But what would be a good trade? Should they go to a trade school? Should they go study dancing like you have? Or should they...
A trade school?
A trade school.
Very good idea. Mm. But, you know, there is no limit to what can be done.
Mm.
Just ask Brittany Baker. The woman has broken the ground. She's broken the very ground. She pulls teeth. No. So when do you hear about this?
You don't.
The world is a different place. The world is transforming. Women are doing more and more things. So I would say, while you may not progress past me in show business, you are welcome to try... whatever you want, and succeed. Whether that's cutting hair, the cash register thing, I wouldn't know what that is.
Check out
things.
Yeah.
Shop things.
Hmm.
Go for it.
Menial labor.
Absolutely. It's wonderful. It's a wonderful industry. And yes, just don't forget, just don't waste your time trying to surpass me. You will be very disappointed, and then I cannot help you.
Do you have any upcoming pictures that you're working on right now?
Oh, I can't possibly disclose, but there are many to come.
Wow.
I might even do one about you.
About me?
Yeah, I mean, I've got the hair.
Well, you do, yeah.
I can do one about a young lion. It's going to be fantastic. It's called A Woman of 1,000 Holds.
Ooh.
Yes.
Hear me roar.
This summer.
Oh, wow.
In a cinema near you.
Ooh, a cinema.
Yes.
That's very nice.
It's based on you, but I'm playing, so it's
well, of course, right. Yes. Yeah, it's
about a young, hopeful, fighting their way through show business and becoming an outrageous success.
Miss Storm, the studio has told me that I have to wrap up right now. Amazing talking with you.
Thank you so much.
And I appreciate all the advice. I'm very inspired right now. And I just wanted to tell you, like, it's been an honor.
Thank you, sir. It has also been an honor. Thank you. Stick with me, kid. I'm going to make you a star, darling.